Today's daf is Chulin Daf Mem, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamites Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shloima Ben Chaya Leia. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Hatzlocha Bechalo and Yonim for Baruch Tzvi Ben Blima Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Bas Moshe. So we're moving along. We're already at the very, very end, second to last staff of Perek HaShoichet, which means Elu Treifus is right around the corner, but more halacha is related to Shechita Schulin, specifically, like in the previous Mishnah, somebody that shechts Schulin l'shem Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah, HaShoichet, if somebody shechts Schulin l'shem Harin, and he has in mind that he is shechting it for the benefit of the mountains, l'shem gvois, the hilltops, l'shem yamim, the seas, l'shem naharis, the rivers, l'shem midbarois, the deserts, shchitase psula, his shchita is going to be possible. Now, why would somebody in his right mind do this? I'm not sure there's a great answer. The reason the person did it, however, says Rashi, is because in his mind, the mountains, the hilltops, the seas, the rivers, and the deserts are avodah zarah. And the pagans used to offer animal sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. Hence, in his mind, he's being Shoichet Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah says, if somebody does that, the Shechita is going to be possible. In other words, the Basar is going to be Nevela. You won't be able to eat it. It's going to be Mitama Bimasa, like all Nevelas are. It's one of the examples of the shchitos psulos that I mentioned here in Masechtas Chulin. Zok the Mishnah weiter, shnayim oichsim besakin. If two people were holding onto a knife, Rashi says one person was holding the knife at the blade and the other person was holding it at the handle. Okay, v'shoichtin, and they shechted. Echol l'shem, echol mikol elu. One of these two shoichtim had in mind one of the aforementioned deities, meaning either l'shem harim, l'shem gvoris, l'shem yam, l'shem naharis, l'shem midbaris. V'echol l'shem davar kosher, and the other person had in mind the davar kosher. In other words, Rashi says shechita stam, he didn't have any mind anything. You're not supposed to have in mind anything when you shecht chulin. The halach is shechitase psula, the shechita is going to be possible. So not only if there's one shechit and he has in mind l'shem avodah zarah is the shechita going to be possible, but even if there are two people that are shechting the same time, shnayim moichsin besakin, and only one of them has in mind the wrong mashava, even then the halach is the shechita is going to be possible. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah mentioned, not once, but twice, the idea that if somebody shechts l'shem avodah zarah, the shechita is going to be possible. Sounds pretty intuitive, right? But the Gemara makes a dig. Psula in zivchei meisam loy. It sounds like the shechita is only going to be possible. However, the animal is not going to be zivchei meisam. So what does that mean? We know a meis is aser bahana. So by the Gemara saying zivchei meisam loy, essentially what the Gemara is saying is that this meat, although is going to be aser because the Mishnah says pasul, but it sounds like it won't be treated like a mace. It won't be aser behana. Freik the Gemara, is that true for Rimini? I'll ask you, stira hashoichet, if somebody shechts l'shum harim, l'shum gvois, l'shum yamim, l'shum naharis, l'shem midbarois. These are the five things that were mentioned in our Mishnah. But here it goes weiter. L'shum chama, he has in mind the sun, the one of the moon. L'shum koichavim umazalois, he has in mind the stars and the constellations. L'shum michal asaragadol, he has in mind michal saragadol. L'shum shilshul katon, or he has in mind the telas. Rashi says michol sarah gadol is the gadol shel kol habriyos, and the shilshul, the little worm, is the katon shel habriyos. The bottom line is, if somebody would shecht chulin l'shem any of the aforementioned, harei elu zivchei meisim, not only would it be a shechitase psula that you can't eat the meat and then it's mitama b'masa, but it's even worse than that. It would even be asabana. And what's the reason for this? It's because we know the halach is tikroivus avodah zarah is isurei han. No. So, freight the Gemara, l'chur, we have a stira. Our Mishnah says shechitas psula, which is mashma, that it's only that the shechita is possible. Another example of a shechita psula here in Masechtas Chulin. We know from Hilchas Avodah Zarah that it's not just shechitas psula, it's zivchei mesim. It's even aser bahana. Amar Abaya said, like, kash, it's not a stira. The two halachas, even though they seem eerily similar, they're actually not one and the same. Hada amar lahar, hada amar ligada dahar. Our Mishnah is talking about where the person shechted and he had in mind that the mountain itself is the getchka, the hilltop, the sea, the river, or the desert. If somebody does that, the shechit is going to be possible, but it's not going to be zivchei mesim. However, the halacha that says hashoichi l'shem haron l'shem gvoiz v'chulu harei lo zivchei mesim, that's talking about where the shechita wasn't done to the actual mountain or the hilltop and to the sea or the river and the desert, but rather it was done l'gado dahar. Gado dahar, Rashi says, l'malach hamamun alaharim. He had in mind the malach, and if he has in mind the malach, then already it's going to be different. So the distinction is, did he have in mind the actual mountain, or is he having in mind the malach of the mountain? Now what's the difference? So Rashi says the difference is, because there's a halacha, mesechtes, avodah zarah, daf mem hei amud beis, and it's really one of the halachas that underpin all of hilchos avodah zarah, and that is something that's mechubel karka, cannot become real tikruivus of avodah zarah to the point that it's going to be also banah. So if somebody would worship something that's attached to the ground, he would be considered an oved avodah zarah. He'd get the punishments of the oved avodah zarah. He violated the second of the Ten Commandments. But in terms of the dinim of avodah zarah, such as where the object of the avodah zarah becomes zivchei mesim, it becomes also banah, for that is halacha that says that something that's mechubel karka is exempt from that. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah says that when you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see Eloheim Alaharim. You're going to see Getchkes on top of the mountains, and you have to eradicate them. And Chazal learned that it's only the Getchkes on the mountains that you have to eradicate. But let's say the mountain itself was the Getchka, no worries. Then already you don't have to get rid of it. It's because Mechubel Karka, which has a unique place in so many areas of Halacha, also has a unique place in the laws of Avodah Zarah. So our Mishnah that says only Shechitas Psula, but at the same time, it's not going to be Asabana, it's not going to be Zivchei Mason. That's talking about what the person had in mind, that the Har, the Gvoyz, the Yam, and the Nar, and the Midbar are the actual Avodah Zarah. The Halacha that says, L'shem Harim, L'shem Gvoyz, L'shem Nahar, L'shem Midbar, L'shem Chama, the Halacha is, it's Zivchei Mason. It's talking about where he had in mind the Malach, and by the way, here's the punchline. Rashi says, the Malach is not Mechubel, and being that the malach is not mechubar, so it's no different than any avodah zarah, and therefore the halacha is you're dealing here with zivchei mesim. Says the Gemara, dekanami, I'll prove to you the distinction. You know why? The ketani dumi the michal sar hagadol shmamina. Our Mishnah didn't mention anything about michal sar hagadol. However, the other halacha did mention Michal Sar HaGadol. Why? Because the other halacha is discussing the malach of the har, the malach of the gvoiz, of the yam, the nharis, and the midbar. So we're talking about malachim, so we mentioned other malachim as well. We also mentioned the malach Michal. So it's a little bit meduyik that halacha is discussing a malach, and that our halacha that didn't mention Michal is not discussing a malach. So again, even though at face value the two halachas seem so similar, Hashoyk L'shem Harim Gvoiz, yam, and nharis, midbaris, it's almost verbatim. One place Shechitas Psula, the other one Zivchei Mesim, but there's a diik to be had. Because the second list is a longer list, and one of the things mentioned in the second list is Michal Sar HaGadol, and that prat is Megala on the cloud. That really everything mentioned on that list is a malach. It's the malach of the harem, it's the malach of the gvoiz. Being that you worship the malach, that's not Mechubel Karka, so you have all the halachas of Avodah Zarah, one of which is that the krevis of the Avodah Zarah is going to be Asavah. No, in our Mishnah, you're worshiping Mechubel Karka, that's very unique in the world of Avodah Zarah. It is Avodah Zarah, but as it relates to the Shulchan Aruch of Avodah Zarah, very, very different. Dear the halach is that the Krevis Avodah Zarah is not going to be Asa B'Hanah. Now, Shechitas Psula, it's still a Pasul Shechita, but in terms of it being Asa B'Hanah, in terms of it being Zivchei Mesim, that already not. And this concludes the lighter, shorter portion of today's daf. We now turn our attention to the longer, more intense portion of today's daf, which will go from here until the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, which means it's going to be the topic now of the latter part of today's daf, and Be'ezer Hashem of the first part of tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, so somebody's walking in the street, he sees his friend's favorite cow, and it's lying in front of an Avodah Zarah. And as he sees this, nichnas bo ruach shtos, he says, you know what? Bashert. Everything is set up exactly the way I wanted it. He runs over to it, and he shechts the cow, l'shem this Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Huna, kivin sheshachat bo simin echad asra. As soon as he shechts even one simin, at that point, it's going to be asra. Now, the Gemara continues, and really you're not supposed to stop here. This is not an asnachta. It's certainly not a soif pasuk, but I think it's kedai to hit the pause button now. So Rav Huna taught us halacha. If somebody sees behemoth chaveiro, it's lying in front of an avodah zarah, he shechts it. Even if he shechts only simen echad, the behemoth chaveir becomes aser. Aser as what? Aser as tekrevis l'avodah zarah. Right, it's avodah zarah. Rav Huna, in his one line, is telling us a lot of chedushim. The chedushim that we need for this sugya are two. Number one, we know the rule is ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai. If something is not mine, I have no bias over it. I can't do anything with it. I can't sell it. I can't be mekadesh an isha with it. I can't make it hektish. I also can't make it aser bahana to the owner. The rule is ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai. Based on that, you would think that this whole idea that somebody can go shecht his friend's behema and make it aser would be dead on arrival. Because you're essentially doing a maisa shechita, l'shem avodah zarah, and you're making the animal aser, as if it's your animal, memela, but if it's not your animal, what happened to ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai? The teretz is, as we'll see in the next lines of Gemara, Rav Huna was leveraging something that Ula had said over in the name of the great Rav Yochanan. And that is that even though ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai, that's only true if you don't do a maisa. If, however, you do a maisa, in the heftza of the thing that you're asering, adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai. And it's for that reason, being that over here you shechted the animal, so that's an action, it's a maisa that's being chal in this thing that's becoming aser. Over here, we defy the general rule of ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai, and therefore the halach is, even though it's not your behemah, it can still become aser. But there's another chiddush that Rav Huna is saying. Rav Huna said, "Hoyse behemis chaver revutz lifnei avodas kechavim, kiven sheshachat pas simen echad asra." We know the definition of shchitas behema shnei simar. Shchitas oif is simen echad, but shchitas behema, which is what we're talking about, hoyse behemis chaveroi, is always two simanim. So you would think that as it relates to the world of shechting l'avodah zarah, just like in the world of shchitas chulin and shchitas kachin, the definition of shchita should be two simanim. Stating that, Rav Huna is saying a chiddush, and that is that kivan sheshachat ba simin echad, as soon as you shecht one simin, asra, that in and of itself is going to make it asra. So Rav Huna is saying two chiddushim. Number one, he's saying that a person can make behemas chaveri asra, even though ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai. The teretz is, as we'll see, that's really based on something Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is when you do a maisa adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai. Number two, what he's saying is that even that maisa doesn't have to be such a festa maisa. It could be a shtickel maisa, it's going to be okay. Because you would think the definition of maisa in the world of shchita would be shchitas be simanim. And Rav Huna is kamash malaning, and he's telling you, no, you don't have to do two simanim. As long as you do one simin, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Either way, now let's unpause and go weiter. So again, Rav Huna said, and we just said now two chedushim. Again, there's more than two chedushim, but two chedushim that we need for our sugya. The other chedushim are really more hilchas avodah zarah, which is not what we're learning now. So we're learning hilchas shchita, so we're focusing on this. Second, chedush number one, that even though in other moisa davar she'ein hashalai, but being that he did a mice over here, other moisa davar she'ein hashalai. Chedush number two, that mice doesn't even have to be a fartig maisa. That maisa could be a little bit of a maisa. Says the Gemara, you should know that really, this whole idea of Rav Huna is predicated on something that one of the great Amiram said before Rav Huna. That is, even though Chazal said, that if somebody bows down to his friend behema, he didn't make it aser. Why is that? Because even though if somebody would bow down to his own object, it would now become avodah zarah. It would be aser. But if somebody's mishtachavet lebehemas chaveroi loyasra, it's not going to be an issue. Asa ba meis, if however you did a meisa asra, it's going to be asra. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? The way we set it up, that Rav Huna, who said two chedushim, only one of them is his own chedush. The first chedush, that even though ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai, but when you do a meisa adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai, that's savala ki hada amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Because ulam name Rabbi Yochanan said it bakzener. Afa pishna amra mishtachav lemes chavei loyasra. Why? Because he didn't do a maisa, but asna maisa asra. So this distinction in ein adam moisa davar she'ein hashalai between if he did a maisa, he didn't do a maisa, this is something that Ula said in the name Rabbi Yochanan. So that's really not Rav Huna's chiddush. If that's the case, what is Rav Huna's chiddush? It's the second chiddush. That when we say maisa, you don't have to do a Maisa, what Rashi calls a Maisa Rabba. But even if you do a Maisa Zuta, you do a little bit of a Maisa, that in and of itself would be okay. And therefore, when it comes to Shechita, you don't need Shechitas two Simanim. Shechitas one Simanim would be fine. By the way, Rashi speaks out, based on what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, that you don't even have to Shecht a full Simen. Because if the idea is you have to do a little bit of a Maisa, so just Shecht a little bit of a Simen. Right, when it comes to a Behema, there's no Maila in Shechting one Simen versus a half a Simen. It's two Simanim or go home. So the fact that one simon is enough, that means just do a shtickle maisa. No, a half a simon is not a shtickle maisa. It's also a shtickle maisa. So really, the first of the two chidushim that Rav Huna said is Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. The chidush that Rav Huna was bringing to the table was the second chidush. B'milim Acherim, and Rashi speaks this out a few times in the course of the sugya. It's based on a Lashon HaGemara. We'll see on Amud Beis. Rav Huna wasn't even so much coming into Beis Medrash to say his own chiddush. What Rav Huna was doing was he was clarifying. He was being mefarish. He was writing a commentary like Rashi and Tosfos on what Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said. So Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said, Afal pisham nushtach levim eskaber le'yosra, asna b'maisa asra. What's the taichin of asna b'maisa? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said it's a maisa kaldo. Because the ikka chiddush that Adam oisa dava shena shaloi, kish asna b'maisa that Rabbi Yochanan said. All he's doing is really explaining what the maisa is. Really, it's just a pirish on what it is that Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Zok the Gemara. Esvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. And this kasha, Esvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, is going to literally be malavas all the way till the end of the daf. So we have to get this kasha clear. So Rav Nachman turns to Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna the following question. Now, just based on the way we're setting this up, we're overplaying this, but Zaitz Moichel. If Rav Nachman's asking a kasha on Rav Huna, he's probably not going to ask him a kasha on what Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said, because Rav Huna is not achroi, certainly not meshubid, to defend something Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said. You have a kasha Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, ask Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. He's achroi and meshubid to defend what he said. What he said, as we mentioned, was really a pirish in Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. It's not the first chiddush, because that Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said, it's the second chiddush. So just from the fact that Rav Nachman is talking to Rav Huna, you have a little bit of a sense of where this question is going. So again, Esvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, you Rav Huna who said that when Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said that if you do a maisa of the maisa davi shenu shaloi, it doesn't have to be a fartig a maisa, but even a little bit of a maisa. So for example, in the world of shchita simen echad, even by behema would be enough. Let me ask you a kasha from the following braisa. Hashoychet chatos b'shabes. This is one of the fun cases in Shas. If somebody shechts a korban chatos on Shabbos, b'chutz, outside of the Azara, meaning it was kachim, and l'avoidus kechavim, and he did it l'avoidus Azara as well. Chayiv sholosh chatos, he's chayiv sholosh chatos. He's lucky he's not chayiv more. But the bottom line is, he's only chayiv, and he is chayiv, three chatos. Why three chatos? He was a shechet b'Shabbos, Chil Shabbos is a chayvi krisis, b'shoigig chayv chatos. He was a shechet pachot, that's a chayvi krisis, he did a b'shoigig chayv chatos. And he was shechet l'avoid azara, that's a chayvi krisis, he did a b'shoigig chayv chatos. So obviously the person did a b'shoigig, and he did three averis b'shoigig, therefore he's going to be chayv three chatos. What's the kasha? So Rav Nachman tells Rav Huna, if you're going to tell me, kim in the shachab ha-simen echad, asra, if you're going to tell me that as it relates to ha-shechet l'avoid azara, the din is that even if it's behemas chaveroi, Adam oyster davar she'en shaloi, even with a meisa called who? Well, if that's the case, ashchutei chutz le'lechayiv, you should not be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Why you chayiv too? You should only be chayiv too. Mechatech ba'afer who? Because when you shechted the kachem b'chutz, what you were doing was you were literally cutting a piece of offer. And if somebody cuts a piece of offer outside of the azara, that doesn't sound like shchutei chutz. And if that, for that reason, you shouldn't be chayiv for shchutei chutz either. So what's Rav Nachman's kasha? Rav Nachman's kasha is like this: the definition of Shchita, as it relates to chutz, is shchita's beis simanim. The definition of shchita as it relates to avodah zarah in the world of Rav Huna is a maisa kaldu. Not only is that a shchita, but asra. And even though it wasn't yours, it doesn't matter. Adam oisa dove she'ena shloi al yidei maisa, and the halach is ad kedei kach, that if that maisa is a maisa kaldahu, that in of itself would be enough to create a problem. Well, if that's the case, when this person went and he shechted this animal, b'shabes b'chutz, l'avoydes kechavim, when he shechted simen echad, at that point he was a shoyche l'avoydes kechavim. And being that it was a shoyche l'avoydes kechavim, he made it aser. And being that he made it aser, so it's for that reason It's for that reason it becomes a shtick avodah zara. Avodah zara, the halach is ton sreifa. Being that avodah zara is ton sreifa, kala oimed li sareif kisaruf dami. This is the way Achrayim explained this. And being that kala oimed li sareif is kisaruf dami, so now you look at the behemah as if it's afer ba'alma. If it's afer ba'alma, so when you go ahead and you shech the second simen, even though it's kachem b'chutz, and ordinarily that's a chayv ikrisa, if you do b'shoy, you should be chayv chatas, but mechatech ba'aferu. And it's for that reason, I don't think you should be chayv. Now notice the Gemara didn't ask a kasha from Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara understands you should be chayv for. And Rashi says, because even if you want to look at it as afer, once you shech that first simen, l'shem avodah zarah, but it's live offer. And when you shech the second simen, you're killing it. It's netilas neshama, and it's one of lametas melachas. Call it offer ahin, offer aheret. End of the day, it was netilas neshama. In the world of kachim, if it's considered offer, then you wouldn't be chayef bachotz. But the Gemara's kasha is that according to Rav Huna, as soon as you shechted the first simen, you were a sheikh al avodas kachavim. And if that's the case, if the halach is that even one simen is enough to make it now to krevus avodas kachavim, so at that point it's ton sreifa. If at that point it's ton sreifa, it becomes afa ba'alma. If it becomes afa ba'alma, you shouldn't be chayiv when you shech the second simen l'shem chutz. Therefore, what should you be chayiv? You should be chayiv too. One for avodah zarah when you shechted the first simen. The second one, mishum Shabbos, when you shecht the second simen because of netilas neshama. But as it relates to chutznat, and being that it says yichayev shalosh, you're not chayev too, this l'chayra would be a kasha on Rav Huna. Now, it sounds like this is only a kasha on Rav Huna, right? If you don't hold of Rav Huna, there's no kasha. For example, like we set up the question, on Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kasha. The kasha is only on Rav Huna. Why is the kasha only on Rav Huna? So this is the second layer of the beer, just posh pshad in Rav Nachman's kasha that we need to think through. So let's just take a step backwards. We're stelling to this halacha of Asheichet Chatas B'Shabbos B'chutz L'Avodas Kechavim to the halacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna was talking about Behemes Chaveiroi, Ein Adam Oysa Dovesh Ein Eshaloi. But a maisa, a person could be oiser davashen eshalai, and that maisa could even be a maisa kolder. What does it have to do with a sheichet chatas? The answer is pasha, because a chatas is not yours, right? A chatas belongs legevaya. Even the basar, the ur, is all going to go to the kayhanim. It's only nechal zechrekuna. So this is something that doesn't belong to you who's the sheichet. It's not yours. So if it's not yours, this is really similar to somebody going ahead and being sheichet behemas chaveira. Now, the halacha is that if somebody shechts behemas chaveira, al yedei maisa, Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said that over here, adam maisa davashena shalai. So the fact that we would view a sheichet, a chatas l'shem avodah zarah, and say that it could be aser, that doesn't bother me so much. The problem is that Rav Huna was mechadish, that maisa doesn't have to be a fartiga maisa. And even a maisa koldu would be enough. If that's the case, it becomes aser when you shecht one simen, and the isachut shouldn't be able to chal when you shecht the second simen. What would be if he didn't hold like Rav Huna? What would be if you just had Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha? So then it's true, this behemah would become aser, even though it's a chatas, even though it doesn't belong to you. But when would it become aser? It would become aser when you shechted the second simen. Oh, when you shechted the second simen, that would mean that the Isser Avodah Zarah would be chal at the same time as the Isser Shabbos would be chal. It would be chal at the same time as the Isser Chutz would be chal. Like this, everything could be chal b'vasachas. So on Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have any kashas. The reason is because Ulam Rabbi Yochanan just said you have to do a maisa. So as far as I'm concerned, the definition of a mice in Hilcha Shechita is you have to shach tu simanim, everything is chabu vasachas. What is the kasha? The kasha is on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Who you don't have to do a fartig a mice, even if you do a little bit of a mice, then in of itself is going to be okay." Well, if that's the case, that means the Isser Avodah Zarah was chal first. How could the Isser Chutz be chal after the Isser Avodah Zarah? Amar Papa. So our Papa answered, he said, "Hacha, bechatas oifaskinon." I think the teretz is that maybe this chatas over here, if somebody was shaykh a chatas, was talking not about a chatas behemah, it was talking about a chatas ha'oif. The kulub had the adati kasi. Oh, very geschmack. If we're talking about a chatas ha'oif, this is gewaldic. What's the kasha? As soon as you shech the first simen, it's chad avodah zarah, and the chutz doesn't happen until you shech the second simen, not by a chatas ha'oif. Chatas ha'oif, the din is bifnim malika simen echot, bachutz shchita simen echot. So therefore, the shchita bachutz of simen echot is going to be enough. But the Gemara says it's not a teretz, because mechti. Rafuna command armel the shmaite kulub. When Rav Huna said his halacha, he was explaining Ula. What did Ula say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody does a ma'isa of bemis chaveroi, even though in other ma'isa davish ena shalai, other ma'isa davish ena shalai? And Rav Huna was mefarish that what did Ula mean when he said ma'isa? He meant ma'isa koldu, right? For Ula, ma'isa koldu kamer. Ula didn't say ma'isa koldu. Ula said ma'isa. But Rav Huna was mefarish Ula that when he said ma'isa, what he meant was a ma'isa koldu. So what's the kasha? The kasha is if that's the case, chatzif not going to help you either, because according to Rav Huna, you shouldn't even have to do a siman echad. A little bit of a siman should be enough. So it's the same. Is that kasha? I feel him, Tim Sulaiman, we're dealing with a chatas oif. But as soon as you go ahead and you shecht miktas of the simen of the chatas oif, at that point it becomes a shechit alavi dezare. And even though it's behemoth chaveroi, but adam oisodavi shenishlai de maisa, even though it's going to be a little bit of a maisa, when's the chutz going to be chal? When you finish shechting the simen, or at least roiv of the simen. But the point is, again, the chutz is being chal after the avi dezare, and at that point it's bechatab offerhu. And if that's the case, hajra kushal duchtei. So just because you explain that we're dealing over here with a chata sa'ayf, that just tweaked the case, but the kasha is the same exact kasha. If it's chatas behema, the kasha is simen echad versus two simanim, and if it's chatas ha'if, the kasha is mixa simen echad versus raiv, or the entire simen echad. But at the end of the day, l'chayr, the kasha is still a kasha. Ella says the Gemara, you have to say a different mahalach. But oimer bigbar zvicha hu oivta. Maybe you have to make an akimta. Making an akimta. The akimta is where this person who shechted a Shabbos, chatas, b'shabbos, b'chutz, lavoy de zara, he said mefurish, he said a whole l'shem yichud, and he said that I'm having in mind, I want this avoy de zara to happen b'gmar zvicha. Oh, if he said mefurish that he wants the avoy de zara to happen b'gmar zvicha, so then everything happens at the same time. It's true, theoretically, the avoy de zara could happen right away, but that's not what he said. He said he wants it to be b'gmar zvicha. B'gmar zvicha is when the Shabbos is chal, b'gmar zvicha is when the chutz is chal, everything is chal b'vasachas. If everything is chal b'vasachas, so then it's going to be very pashut. Oh, sounds like a good answer, right? But the Gemara says, no. Iyachi, oy bazoi. If we're making an oikimta in this price, it's talking about where you said the Gemara zvicha. My ir yechatos. Why did we mention chatos? L'shamin on zevach. L'chayra, the price could have said the halacha not only regarding a karmen chatos, but even regarding a zevach. In other words, the Gemara is bothered with a little bit of a diak. Hashoychet chatos b'shabbos b'chutz l'avodas k'chavim chayiv sholosh chatos. Why are you talking about a shoychet chatos? The chayiv sholosh chatos, I understand, right? You're not chayiv shlomims, you're chayiv chatos. But why did the animal, the shchutei chutz, that is a kutshim that you're shechting outside of the azara, why did it have to be a chatos? Why couldn't it be something else? I don't know. Let it be a shlomim. Let it be not a chatos. So the Gemara's taina is like this. Long Rashi's here. With two mahalchim, even had to understand Pashup Shan in the Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's Lishna Achrina. And that is, the Gemara is arguing as follows. That Bishloima, if you're going to tell me, the Loiker Rav Huna, then I understand why we picked a Chatas and why we didn't pick a Zevach. Let's focus on a Zevach, on a Shlom. The reason we picked a Chatas and we didn't pick a Shlomim is because a Chatas you don't own. Why don't you own it? Because it's Kachi Kadashim, it's Kulei l'koyhanim, and as a result, you, the Bailim, presumably Yisrael, have no Bailis in it. As opposed to a Shlomim, it's Kachim Kalim, there it's Nechel Bailim, and there the halach is, Frat Rabbi Yisak Lili holds Kachim Kalim is Mamim Bailim, but that is something that you very much do own. Okay, it could be the Braisa Dafkin needed to pick a case where you don't own the carbon versus where you do own the carbon. You know why? So this is a little nuanced. If I owned the carbon, then it was pashut you wouldn't be chayav shalish. And the reason is because it was pashut that as soon as you do any maisa, shchita simen echad, you would already be chayav for the avodah zarah, and the avodah zarah would be asa bahana. And the reason is because in as much as it was Rav Huna's chiddush in our sugya that a ma'isa koldu is enough when you shoich et peimus chaveroi. But Rashi says, this that Rav Huna is really saying a chiddush is only klapi peimus chaveroi. We're in the ma'isa dovash ene shaloi. Ulam Rabbi Yechon was mechadish mit a ma'isa yeh. Kamash mol Rav Huna, even a ma'isa koldu. But kuli alma moidi, even without Rav Huna, that if it's your own behema and you do a ma'isa koldu, even if it's not a shechitas beis imanim, for sure at that point it's going to be awesome. So if somebody goes ahead and he shechts a behema lavi dezara, kula amaloi pligi, it's going to be awesome as soon as he do a little bit of a shechita. If that's the case, it's poshit, says the Gemara, why we needed to pick a case of chatas and you couldn't pick a case of zevach. Why is that? Because zevach, you're a bailim. Being that you're a bailim, so as soon as I shecht a little bit, it's already chal l'shem avi dezara. At that point, what? At that point, it's going to be aser as if chemesim, which means by the time you shecht shnei simonim, you can't be chayev for chutz. You know why? Because you mechatech of a ba'alma. So we had to pick a case where it's not yours, such as a chatas, where although it's not yours, you can make it aser, but being that it's not yours, the only way you can make it aser is if you do a fartige maisa. The fartige maisa is shchitas beis imanim. And if that's the case, the isra avoy the zorah and the isra chutz is chal bevas achas. If it's chal bevas achas, that's why you're going to be chayv three chatois. A beloit, Rav Huna, that even if you shech peimus chaveroi, when Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said do a maisa, it's enough to do a maisa koldu. So even if it's a chatos and it's not yours, but at the end of the day, it's a maisa. It's a maisa koldu. Elamai, what's the teretz? The teretz is bigmar zvicha. Aber sagt die Gemara, if it's bigmar zvicha, then why are you talking about a chattis? You might as well talk about a shlomen. Bishloime deloike Rav Huna. So you're not making any akimtas of gmar zvicha, and I understand why you're picking chattis versus shlomen. Because talach is only true by chattis, it's not true by shlomen. By shlomen, being that it's yours, and adam isadav eshen ishaloi, even a maisa koldu would be enough. So therefore, the isra by the zaru would be chal before the isachot, which would negate the isachot from being chal, because you mechatch b'afru, so therefore you wouldn't have three, you would only have two. That's why you had to pick a case of chatas. But like Rav Huna, even by a chatas, the halach is, it's chal miyad. Because other moisad of a shenish aloy al yaday, even a maisakoldo. If that's the case, so why you chayev three, you should only be chayev two? The teretz is big marzvicha. Well, big marzvicha for that price. You might as well be talking about a zevach. You could be talking about anything. So the Gemara's taina is that if it's big marzvicha, I don't understand. Right, in short, what's the kasha? If it's big marzvicha, why did you pick? Chatos, you could have picked Zevach. According to the Loiker Rav Huna, meaning if you're not going to accept the Chiddush Rav Huna, I understand why you pick Chatos over Zevach. Now, to be clear, this is going to play itself out in a moment in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. If you don't know like Rav Huna, it's understandable why you didn't pick Shlomen. Right? The Gemara makes a big deal about the Shlomen. It's not clear why you picked Chatos, could have picked Oila, could have picked Asham, could have picked anything really that's Kachi Kadashim. That's only Nechel Lezichrei Kuna. But at the very least, Chatas is one of a few examples that would work. As opposed to a Shlomim, and a Toida, and a Bchar Meiser, and a Pesach, right? As opposed to others that maybe wouldn't work. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's Tain is, that if the only way to make Rav Huna work is by making an Akimta Gemara Zvicha, in the Chejman of the Gemara, it's perfect. But could you explain to me, Rebbe, why it is we picked Chatas, Lishamin on Zevach? You could have told me, even by a Shlomim, says the Gemara, Elam and Marzucha Mishmeid Rapapa. So Marzucha Mishmeid Rapapa said a whole different pshat in this Braisa, and a very Geshmak of pshat. Ach, my skin, you want to know what's going on over here, and this will answer the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Huna, the Isavei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, this will answer. Additionally, it's also going to explain why we picked the Chatas, and also, not only why we picked the Chatas as opposed to a Shlomen, but also why we picked the Chatas as opposed to an Oila and an Asham and every other carbon that you could pick. Because we were dealing over here with a Chatas Ha'oif. And the chatas ha'oif was such, kegoin shayach chatzi kono pakam, where half of the kono, half of the trachea was already pakam, which we know does not render it a trefa. V'hoisev alav kolshu, and then he went ahead and he took it over the top, and he was moisev a kolshu, v'gomroi, and he completed the shchita, the kulu b'hadi adadi kasin. And in this case, everything's happening b'vas achas. What does it mean everything's happening b'vas achas? When he goes ahead and he takes the chatzikon of pogum and he puts it over the edge, what's happening at that second is he's a sheichet lavoy de zara, that's what he did. He's a sheichet b'shabes, simen echad ba'oif. He just made it a rubay shalecha kamayus, he made it a simen echad ba'oif. And additionally, a sheichet b'chutz, because roiva the simen is giving enough for the have a shechita chutz. And being that you did all three b'vas achas, so it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. What does this mean? Again, what was the kasha? The kasha was that according to Rav Huna, if somebody shechts something that's not his, even b'simen echad, it's enough to make it aser. So why is it that ha-sheichet chattas b'shabbos b'chutz l'avodas kechavim is chayiv shalosh chattois? Yechayiv because it was Shabbos, yechayiv because it was avodas zorah, and yechayiv because it was b'chutz. I hear you did all three of these averos, but at the same time, you shouldn't be chayiv mishum chutz. Because as soon as you shechted simen echad, it already became tekrevis avodas zorah. If that's the case, it's zivchei mesim. It's oimedli sarif, which is kesarif dami. And if that's the case, so as it relates to chutz, you're mechatech ba'offer. And if you're mechatech ba'offer, so therefore, you shouldn't be chayiv. So you should be chayiv two, but you shouldn't be chayiv three. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that when it comes to Adam Oysa Davishena Shaloi, Al Yidei Maisa, it has to be a Maisa Rabba. Okay, so you would have to check to Simonim. But over here, if according to Rav Huna, where it doesn't have to be a Maisa Rabba, it could be even a little bit of a Maisa, so L'chayra, why you chay Mishum Chutz? So the Gemara's initial reaction was, maybe we're dealing with the Chata Saif. Right? That was the Gemara's initial reaction. What's the mile of dealing with Chata Saif? All you have to do is shecht one simen to be chay b'chutz. So the thought is that Avodah Zarah and Chutz are all happening b'vas achatz. But the Gemara said that's not an Eitzah, because you don't even have to shecht a full simen. Do a little bit of a simen. And for the Gemara, right, it's really an addendum to the original answer, right? If you look at even the names, who gave the original answer? B'chata Soif, Amar Rapapa. Who's giving this last answer? Ella Amar Marzucha Mishmei de Rapapa. It's a pirish on what Rapapa said. When Rapapa said B'chata Soif, he didn't mean you had a shecht also. It's talking about where it was already Chatzikana Pogum. And all you needed to do was to do that little knetch. That little knetch is the littlest mice that you could possibly do. And that littlest mice rendered it also close. And by the way, Shabbos as well. So if that's the case, all three B'chaba Vasacha. If all three were chalbev asachas, so everything is going to be okay. And by the way, you know the benefit that we just got by making this akimta? We got a massive benefit. The benefit is, now we really understand why we're dealing with achatos. Because there's no other carbon in the world that we could have been talking about. Because it had to be an oif to get the simen echad. Okay, so it could be an oila saif, right? No, it can't, because oila saif, we know, you need to be moilek b'shnim tu simanim, which means b'chutz, you would have to shecht the tu simanim. So really, the only time it's negeya, that with simen echad, you could be chayu b'chutz, is b'chatzi kana pogam. This is the only way it would be possible, of a chata saif. So not only is it miyushiv, but to the contrary, it's actually more meduyik. So it started off, eisvei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. I think Rav Huna right now was looking at Rav Nachman and say, any other questions? Because I think this braisa is not only shver, I actually think this braisa is so meduyik. You know why? Because if you disagree with me, who we'll see, by the way, later Rav Nachman does, can you explain to me why the braisa is talking about chatas? And don't tell me you know why it's not talking about shlomim. I'm not asking you why it's not talking about shlomim, because that was already explained in the cheshbon of the Gemara. But why chatas? And not oiva, and not osham. Why chatas? This will be the Gemara's kasha a little bit later. But first, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, so Rav Papa is going to make two observations that are cheshbeni, but also very pashat. In our pashat, the Gemara is going to even ask pshita. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa said, he loved Amar Rav Huna. Were it not for the fact that Rav Huna said, simen echad, were it not for the fact that Rav Huna said, that ha-sheichet behem is chaveiro, simen echad, that loch is, it becomes awesome mishum to crave Avodah Zarah. Had he not said that, meaning, had he said, really what Ulam Rabbi Yochanan had already said, and that is, Adam Oysed Ove Shein Eshloi Al Yidei Maisna, but it has to be two simanim. Simen Echad is not enough. Le'havi Chatas Tiofte. Then you couldn't have asked any kashas from the Brice of Chatas. Why? Because you would say, my Maisa, what does a Maisa mean? It means a Maisa Rabba. So if it means a Maisa Rabba, meaning if that's what Rav Huna means when he says Maisa, he didn't say Mefurish Simen Echad, he would have just said Maisa. So what kasha are you going to ask? That seems pretty straightforward. What was the kasha? We just went through this kasha multiple times. The kasha was that if, according to Rav Huna, when you shecht simen echad, it's already chal d'avodah zarah, so why you chayiv shalosh, you're not chayiv mishum chutz. If you would have to shecht two simanim, then of course you would be chayiv mishum chutz, because d'avodah zarah is chal when you shecht two simanim, and the chutz is also chal when you shecht two simanim. So Dr. Rapapa, he loved Amar Rav Huna, simen echad, they have a chatas yufteh. You'd have no kashas from chatas. And Rashi adds to this, not only have a chatas yufteh, you wouldn't have to make a kimta that the Brice of Chatas is talking about a Chatas Oif, you'd be able to say it's even talking about a Chatas Oif. Now you would have Shver, why you pick Chatas? That kasha you wouldn't be able to answer 100%. You would know why Chatas and not Zivchei Shlomim, because Zivchei Shlomim, you are the Bailim, and when you're the Bailim, for sure you can make it Aser Al Yadei Maisa Koldu, like we spoke about earlier. But at the very least, they have a Chatas Tiufte. You wouldn't have a Tiufte from Chatas. The whole kasha Volt and Shlongefangen, and you wouldn't have to come on to make the kimta that it's Chatas Oif, and it's Chatzikana Pogam, where it's hanging on a thread, that's not something you would have to go down. Amar Rapapa also said he loved Amar Rav Huna. We're not for the fact that Rav Huna said, Behemas Chaveroi. Meaning, had Rav Huna said that if somebody shechts L'shem Avodah Zarah Simen Echad, that loch is it becomes awesome, but he wouldn't have said Behemas Chaveroi. Also, they have a Chatas Tiofte. But also, not be Shver. Why would Chatas not be Shver? My timer, because the day Matzi Yasser, the Chaveroi Matzi Yasser. It's true, Simen Echad isn't up, but that's only if it's yours. If he didn't say Bemes Chaveira, you would assume your own thing. So there, a Maisa Koldu would be enough to make it Aser. But as it relates to somebody else's, such as the Chatas, which you don't own, over there not. So when it comes to the Chatas, you need to Simanim. So Rav Nachman's Kasha Fank Nishlan. Again, what's Rav Nachman's Kasha? It's Bechatach Ba'afaru. No, it's not. The Chatas is also two Simanim. Because the Chatas is not yours. And Eina the Moisa Dovah Shein Shloit. Even though you can do it all day, Maisa, but you need a Maisa Rabba. And Rav Huna never said it by Bemes Chaveira. Oh, but he did say it by Bemes Chaveira. But Rav Papa's saying, had he not said it by Bemes Chaveira, it would be fine. So really, what's Rav Papa saying? Rav Papa's saying that the only reason Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna is because Rav Nachman heard what Rav Huna said and understood it, and Nemela, he asked the Kasha. But there were really two things that Rav Huna had to have said in order for Rav Nachman to ask his Kasha. Hoysa behemas chaveiroi, revutz lefei avodas chachavim, kivish shachat ba simin echad. Had he not said chaveiroi, there'd be no Kasha. And had he said chaveiroi and not said simin echad, there would have been no Kasha. It's only because he said sai chaveiroi and sai simin echad that there's a Kasha. If he says chaveiroi and not simin echad, I would say you need two simonim. So even though chatas is like chaveiroi, but you need two simonim. And if he would say simin echad but not say chaveiroi, I would say, oh, because it's when it's yours. So then the halach is that it's simin echad. But a chatas, which is not yours, not. Oh, by the way, faker, that's why the Braisa mentioned chatas and not shlamin, because shlamin would be yours in the cheshbon of the Gemara. But the bottom line is, the only reason Rav Nachman is eis avei Rav Huna is because he said behemas chaveiroi and simin echad, hence you have the kasha from chatas. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, that is pshita. I mean, again, a little bit of a mind teaser, but at the end of the day, it's very, very obvious. So the Gemara explains what the chiddush of Rav Papa's second statement was. Says the Gemara, the chiddush was the second thing that Rav Papa said. Mal detem, I would have thought that even the konile lekaparo kedidei damyo kamashmo. There would have been a havamina that even had Rav Huna said his halacha not regarding behemas chaveri, only regarding his own behema, and there he would have said adam oiser davar shaloi. Right? If he was talking about his own behema, and he would say if you do a little bit of a mice, yishach semen echad, the halacha is becomes avodah zarah. Kubi would still ask a kasha. We'd still ask a kasha. Really, your own behema? If that's the case, why a shoychet b'shabbos because of avodas chachamim you chayv shol? It should only be chayv too, because this avodas zara is chal right away. You Rav Huna are telling me, then how's this chutz going to be chal once it's chal avodas zara? You're mechatech ba'afer who? Why? Well, what kind of kash is that? Rav Papa just said it's not true because Rav Huna only said it if it's my own thing. The chatas is not yours. There would have been a svara to say that maybe the chatas is yours. And the reason you would think that is because he's konilei lekapara. Being that he's konilei lekapara, it's kedidei damyo, kamash malon. That's what Papa wanted to say. He wanted to say that don't think you own your carbon chatas. You're not considered a bailam on your chatas, and really it's considered in a shaloi. The only reason you can make a chatas of a gezara is because Adam oisa dovish in a shaloi al yedei maisa. It's only because Rav Huna said Adam oisa dovish in a shaloi al yedei maisa koldahu that we would assume that the avodah zarah would be chal miyad, hence the kasha, how could it be chal the iser chutz, once the iser avodah zarah was already chal. Either way, zok the gemara, na'atz simen. So na'atz is a simen for what? It's the three amayron that we're about to see a chaylik with everything we mentioned up until this point in the daf. Rav Nachman, V'Rav Amram, V'Rav Yitzchak Amri, Ein Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Eshalai. So Rav Nachman, Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, so the Nun is Nachman, the Ayin is Amram, and the Tzaddik is Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak all said, Ein Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Eshalai. That the halach is, no, a person cannot aser a Dovar She'ein Eshalai. Now we know Ein Adam Oysa Dovish She'ein Eshalai. The Chiddush is, Afilu Al Yedei Maisa, and Rashi says, even Al Yedei Afartiga Maisa. Which means that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, and not just arguing with Rav Huna, they're really arguing on the whole premise on Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So remember, Rav Huna was just explaining what Ulam Rabbi Yochanan said. That Adam Oysa Davish Ein Eshalai Al Yedei Maisa. Rav Huna said even a little bit of a Maisa. They're arguing with the whole premise. A person can never be Oysa Davish Ein Eshalai, even Bigmar Maisa, even with a Fartig Maisa. Now they're arguing not only on Rav Huna, but also on Ula am Rabbi Yechon. Freak the Gemara, Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Hashoychet chatas b'shabbos b'chutz l'avoydus kechavim. If somebody shechts a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz l'avoydus or chayiv shalosh chatois, he's chayiv three chatois. V'ayik minam b'chatas ha'oif, u'b'chatzik hanapagum. And we went through a whole exercise trying to figure out what this Braisa was talking about. And at the end, we actually came to a very geshmaka place that we pick chatas Bedavka, because we made a chatas ha'oif. And by the way, not just a chatas ha'oif, we're talking about where it was chatzi kana pogam. But the bottom line is, time of the chatas ha'oifu, it sounds like that we're talking davka about a chatas ha'oif, the kulubah ha'de adadi ka'asin. Because in the case of chatas ha'oif, everything can be chal b'vasachas. Avol zevach. But let's say we were talking about a regular carbon. Loi, it sounds like over there, this halacha would not be true. Why would this halacha not be true? The reason the halacha would not be true is because at that we would say that the iser avodah zarah is chal first, and once the iser avodah zarah is chal, by the time you shecht it b'chutz, you're mechatach ba'ofer. But what's the kash if he ain't adam oiser davar she'ena shalai? But if you're going to tell me a person can't be oiser davar she'ena shalai, afilu ayidei ma'isa, ma'ir yechatas oif, afilu chatas behema nami. If you're going to tell me a person can't be oiser davar she'ena shalai, it's a little bit tricky. So why do you have to make an akimta that we're talking about a chatas oif, even a chatas behema? Now let's explain this. We're going according to these amiram that hold, ain't adam oiser davar she'ena shalai. Now, does that mean if ein adam oiser davar she'ena shalai, that if somebody shechts kachim l'avodah zarah, you shouldn't be chayiv mishum avodah zarah? Ein adam oiser davar she'ena shalai, afilu ayidei ma'isa, so you can't make it avodah zarah. So Rashi says right away, no. No, this is one of the tricky parts of this part of the daf. If you shecht it l'shem avodah zarah, you're going to be an oved avodah zarah. Because whether or not you can make it aser has nothing to do with whether or not it's going to be avodah zarah. And by the way, the raya to that is what we saw at the very beginning of the daf. The harem and the gvois, right? Anything that's mechubel lekarka, that loch is if somebody worships it, he's an oved avodah zarah, despite the fact that there's a din of Eloiheim ala harim v'loihe harim Eloiheim, right? So that's pasha, you're going to be an oved avodah zarah. So there's no shaila, we understand asheichet chatas b'shabas b'chutz l'avodas kechavim, why you would be chayiv. You chayiv for not making it us, so you chayiv for being oved avodah zarah, for shechtim b'chutz, and for being mechal shabbos. The Gemara's kasha just is, why do you pick a chatas? Why do you pick a chatas? So bishloim if you hold adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi, al yidei maisa. So I understand why you picked the chatas. You picked the chatas because you're worried about the issue that the isra avodah zarah is going to be chal first, and the isra chutz would have to be chal second. And once the isra avodah zarah is chal, it can't be chal the isra chutz because you're a mechatech ba'ofer ho. And that's why the Gemara went so far as to say, oh, that late Rafuna, it's even geschmack why we picked chatas dafka, because chatas means chatas ha'oif, b'chatzikon ha'pogum, and like this, everything is chal b'vasachas. But if you're going to tell me that ein adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi, afilu ayidei gmar ma'isa, so this concern of ours is not a concern. There is no metzias in the world of saying that the isra avodah zarah is going to be chal first, and then you're going to have the isra chutz, because there is no isra avodah zarah when you're dealing with a carbon, because the carbon doesn't belong to you. Well, if that's the case, freit de gemara, ma'ir yechatas ha'oif, afilu chatas behema nami, l'chari, it would have been true, even by a chatas behema. Now, the truth is like this. The truth is that we would understand why we picked chatas as opposed to shlomim, for example, right? Because shlomim, being that it does belong to you, like we saw in the cheshbon of the Gemara, so therefore, even if you hold ein adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi al yidei maisa, but that is yours. And being that it's yours, it can be chal al yidei maisa, it can be chal al yidei a little bit of a maisa. But the question is, why chatas? Bishloima, if you hold not like Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, so you pick chatas for the chatas oif. And it only works by the chatas oif, it doesn't even work by the oilas oif. But if you hold not like Rav Nach, if you hold like Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, and the minute it's not yours, you can't make it aser at all. So why do you have to pick chatas for chatas oif? Number one, it could have been true for chatas behema, and it could have been true for an oila, and it could have been true for an ashram. As long as it's not going to be a shlomim, that in and of itself should be enough. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Because kiven the kanya leila kapara kedidei damyo. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak are going to tell you the following. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say that we believe that all karbanis are really considered yours. They consider yours. But that doesn't translate to kachem. The reason it doesn't translate to kachem because kachem is always considered yours, and the reason it's considered yours because you're always going to get a kapara. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi goes through every single carbon kamat, and Rashi explains to you how it would be yours. So we're making a hanacha that it's not really yours. It's not true. It would be yours. And being that it would be yours, you could aser it even with a maisa koldo. So here's the punchline. Being that you could aser it even with a maisa koldo, so you're always going to have the issue that the Israel of the Zara is going to be chal before the Issachot, unless you make him it by a chata sa'if. If you make him it by a chata sa'if, chatzi kanopogum, like this, you can have it. And that's why even Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak would have to come on and they would have to make that same mekimta. So what emerges is, again, we had a braisa. Hashoichet chatas b'shabes b'chutz lavidus kechavim chayiv sholosh chatois. Straightforward. You were Mechal Shabbos, you were Sheikhet Pachotz, and you were Sheikh Lavoid Azar. So it makes perfect sense that you should be Chayev three Chatois. Stating that, the Gemara holds it's not Pashat at all. And the reason the Gemara holds it's not Pashat at all is because the Gemara is suggesting that I think there's a little bit of an issue. When you go ahead and you Shecht the Chatos, Lushum Avoidus Kechavim, it could be it's Chal the Israel Avodah Zarah before it would be Chal the Issachot. And if that's the case, L'chayra, what you would end up with is that by the time you shecht in Bachutz, it's a Mechatech of Ba'alma, and if it's a Mechatech of Ba'alma, so then why should you be Chayef? Now, why would you assume that the Israel Avodah Zarah would be Chal before the Issachot? What emerges, the Maskonos HaGemara, there were two drachim over here. One derech was in the world of Rav Huna, and that is, we're going to say that a chatas is not yours, and even though Eina the Maisa Davash Eina Shaloi Al Yidei Maisa Yeh, and Rav Huna said the Maisa could be even a Semen Echad. So if that's the case, when you Sheichet the chatas L'Shem Avodah Kechavim, even though the chatas is not yours, because it's Zichrei Kehunas, but at the same time, it's Adam Oisa Davash Eina Shaloi Al Yidei Maisa, and you did a Maisa, the Maisa was a Shechita, and Shechita Semen Echad is enough, so it's Chal, the Chutz doesn't happen until you Shech to Simonim, like Ushchute Chutz by Behemoth. So if that's the case, you can have a problem. There's another angle you could attack this. You could hold that Ein Adam Oisa Davash Eina Shaloi Al Yidei Maisa, and even Al Yidei Maisa Rabba, which is the exact 180 degrees of Rav Huna. But still you're going to have a problem, because you can make the argument, that maybe a carbon is always considered yours, because you get kapara from it. Something I'm getting out of it. So being that I'm getting something out of it, in the world of Adam Moisa Davash Eina Shaloi, Ein Adam Moisa Davash Eina Shaloi, could be you could look at it as taka being yours. And if that's the case, if it's yours, then it's pashit Adam Oisa Davar Shehi Shaloi, even with a little bit of a Maisa. So again, the Issa Avodah Zarah is going to be Chal right in the beginning. And if that's the case, how's the Issa Chutz going to be Chal? You're a Mechatech Ba'aferu. So two approaches that emerge l'maskana of how you could ask this kasha. And really, the Gemara was firing away on Rav Huna with the first approach, because Rav Huna was the one that said, even if Ein Adam Oisa Dovash Ein Shaloi, but Al Yidei Maisa Koldu you could. So even if a chatas is considered Ein Shaloi, and Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, the Gemara was coming more from the other approach. And that is, they hold Ein Adam Oisa Dovash Ein Shaloi, Afilo Al Yidei Maisa, but there's still something that needs to be reckoned with over here. And that is, maybe we take it treated as yours. What's the reason these are not kashas? Because when the Braisa says chatas, we mean a chatas ha'oif, and it's talking about where it was already chatzi kanopagam. So all you needed to do was a little bit of a shechita, and that little bit of a shechita triggered all three averas. Nothing was chal before the other, and if that's the case, that would explain why all three things are taka chal bevas achas. The chal bevas achas, and it's for that reason, you don't have the problem alibi the Rav Huna, Adam Oisa Davash Eina Shaloi, Al Yidei Maisa Koldu. So the Avodah Zarah was Chal before the Chutz. Not true, it wasn't Chal before the Chutz. They were Chal literally at the same second. It's Chal B'Vas Achas, and that's why in the world of Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, who hold Ein Adam Oisa Davash Eina Shaloi, yeah, but maybe we should view this as being the terrorist is, even if that were the case, we're talking about a chata sa'if, and being that we're dealing with a chata sa'if, it's for that reason everything was chal b'vas achas, just to do a drop more Gemara. So again, we have a machlokes over here, where the Adam Oisa Dovish Eina Shaloi Adei Maisa, Eina Adam Oisa Dovish Eina Shaloi Adei Maisa, says the Gemara, Toshma from our Mishnah base, Eich Samasach, Mishnah said, if two people hold on to the knife at the same time, Yishaychen, they shecht Echad Hashem Echad Mikol Eilu, one of them shecht Hashem Levei Dezar, Echad Hashem Davar Kashin, the other one shecht Hashem Davar Kashin, Shechitas Absud, the Shechitas is going to be possible. What's the kasha? The assumption is only one of these two people, only animal. And yet, The halacha is, it sounds like, doesn't matter who had which kavana, even the other guy, if he shechted l'shem avodah zarah, it's going to be a problem. If ein adam oisa davish ein shaloi, afilo ayidei maisa, so why is it shechitas ipsula? Chayi doesn't have the ability to aser it. Achmaiskin, this leishul fes begavod. We're just talking about what they both owned. If they both owned it, that's not a kasha. Toshma, hametamev, hametamev, hametasech. Well-known Mishnah. If somebody is metamev, somebody else's truma, he's medamet, he's menasech, someone's wine avodah zarah, b'shoig, if he did it b'shoig, potter, it's going to be potter. B'mezen, if he did it b'mezen, chayiv is going to be chayiv. What's the kasha? If you're menasech your friend's thing, lavei the zara, you're going to be chayiv. And adam oisa davish ein shloi. It's a bishlam if you hold adam oisa davish ein shloi. Al yidei maisa, you did a maisa nisuch. But if you hold ein adam oisa davish ein shloi, I feel al yidei maisa. So why are you going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says, achinami disloi shutfes begava. It's talking about whether he was a shutif in it. Meaning he had a partner and he went ahead and he botched up the whole thing. Being that you're a shut if you have the ability to do it, it's for that reason that this is going to be able to happen. So we're going to stop here. There's still a little bit more of the sugya that needs to be learned. Nowhere near as cheshbini as the first part of the sugya. As it relates to raid, we're going to attach two raid bites from Daf Mem of Las Machser to this share. But just a little bit of raid. So on Amud Aleph, the Gemara had discussed the halacha. If somebody shechts la'avodah zarah, if somebody shechts a behema that's chulin, he has in mind that he's shechting a la'avodah zarah. What's the halacha? So what came out was that really it depends on what the avodah zarah was. If the avodah zarah was something that's mechubal karka, harim gvois, yamim naharis amid baris, then the halacha is that being that mechubal karka is never deemed avodah zarah, this animal is not going to be treated as tikroivus avodah zarah. The person that shechted avodah zarah is going to be chayiv misa for what he did. He's considered a shoychet avodah zarah. He's chayiv misa. He's chayiv skila. B'shoyk yesemig a carbon chatos. The shechita itself is going to be possible. You're not allowed to eat from this animal, but at the same time, it's not going to be osu bahan. No, it's not going to be zivchei mesa. If somebody would have in mind, or somebody would shecht to an avodah zarah that's not mechubal karka, such as the cham and the levana, the koychavim and the mazalis, the celestial beings, or he has in mind the malach of the harim, the malach of the gvois, the malach of the yamim, the naharis, and the midbaris. He has in mind michal sar hagadol, or he has in mind the shilshul katan, the little worm. There the halacha is, being that those things are real avodah zarah, so the animal that he just shechted is going to be considered the kravis avodah zarah. So of course the person's in avodah zarah is chayv skila for what he did. It's pashat shechitas ipsula, but it's even worse than that. This is as off limits as something can possibly be. It's treated like a mace is compared to a glarufa. It's 1000% asaba na. It's treated literally as zivche mason. Rashi says that the reason the Gemara picked Michael Saragado and the shilshul katan is because the Braisa wanted to contrast between the Dover Gadol Shebechol Abriyos and the Dover Katan Shebekulon. The Dover Gadol Shebech, what's the greatest, most powerful entity other than HaKadosh Baruch, it's Michal Saragadol. It's the Dover Gadol Shebechol Abriyos. And what's the Dover Katan? The shilshul katan. So we're comparing and contrasting, literally from sea to shining sea. From one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. One end of the spectrum is Michal Saragadol. The other end of the spectrum is the Shulshul Katan. It's just a little bit of a beer in the Gemara. Why is it that Michal Saragadol is considered the Gadol Shebebriya? So we're learning now the Parashiyos of the beginning of Parashat Shmois, Sefer HaGolos VaGaula, like the Ramban famously calls it, Shmois Va'eru Boi V'Shalach, Yisrael Mishpatim. And one of the important themes in understanding the years that the Yidden spent in Mitzrayim is Avodah Zarah. We know that the Mitzrim were over the Avodah Zarah. They were Shtufei Zima, but they were also over the Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Yidden, while they were in Mitzrayim, were also Avodah Zarah. Chazal say, Halalu over the Avodah Zarah, Valalu over the Avodah Zarah. Yecheskel Perek Chaf. We know that the Yidden, when they were in Mitzrayim, were over the Avodah Zarah. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yidden that before you leave Mitzrayim, you have to bring a Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach had to be a set. It had to be a sheep. Why a sheep? Because the sheep was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. And before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had to distance themselves a little bit from the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. An Avodah Zarah that they themselves were steeped in. Rashi says, Mishchu kuchulachem tzoyin. Mishchu yetchem me Avodah Zarah ukechulachem tzoyin shal mitzvah. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim says that really all Karbonos, and the entire Torah's Koyan and Mitzvachim and Menachas and Seder Kachim, etc., was all to be Marchik, the Yidin, from Avodah Zarah. When the Yidin were in Mitzrayim, they were steeped in Avodah Zarah. They couldn't even fathom worshipping a higher power without animal sacrifice, because that's what they were used to. That's what went on when they were in Mitzrayim. So the entire Torah's Koyan was all to distance the Yidin. It was all to distance the Yidden from Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says that the more you understand the Avodah Zarah that the Mitzrayim worship, the more you'll be able to understand, say, the Kachem. Interesting. So you don't usually think as a Hakdama. Before you learn Kachem, I learn Mishnayah Zvachim and Menachas maybe. No, sit down and understand the Egyptian pagan worship. No, that's right. It's not usually what you think. But the Rambam says that's really at the end. He says that the Mitzrayim, they used to worship lions and tigers and bears. We do just the opposite. By us, it's sheep and it's goats and it's shvarim and it's oifas. The bottom line is that the Yidden Mitzrayim were oifas. So what exactly is Avodah Zarah, right? So that's a very open-ended question. We don't have time to really go into that. But just it's kedai to mention the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. The Ramban, by the second of the Ten Commandments, Lo Yilcha Elihim Acherim Al Ponai, says the Ramban, I want to explain to you a little bit of what Avodah Zarah was. He says, really, there were three types of Avodah Zarah. We're just going to mention the first two and get right to the punchline. He says, "Harishonim, the first over the Avodah Zarah, hechelu lavi des hamalachim shem aschalim hanavdol. They used to worship angels." So they weren't bowing down to Getchkas. What they were really bowing down to, what they were worshiping was, they were worshiping real powers and real forces in the world. They were worshiping malachim because they knew that everything that is manifest in the physical world is really controlled on some level by something metaphysical. Every nation, every land, everything has a spiritual component, a metaphysical being that has some shlita, that has some control over that physical thing. Now that's pashit. Nobody ever denied that that metaphysical being gets its koyach from a Kadosh Baruch. It's one of the Yud Gimel. That's one of the Yud Gimel animamins. That animamim b'muna shalema shabari b'sparach shemay hu bari umanig l'chol abruun v'hu levadei asa v'oisa v'yasa l'chol amasin. But at the same time, think of the world as a Fortune 500 company, and kaviyachal a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the CEO, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the founder, the chairman of the board. But at the same time, there are levels. There are levels of management. And there are malachim that have certain control. And the Avodah Zarah were tapping into those malachim for their benefit. They had selfish intentions, which is why they did that. But the point is, what they were worshipping wasn't just some silly narishkeit. What they were worshipping were real beings, the beings that controlled that it was they were trying to get. The Ramban says, V'choshfu, the reason they did this was, they thought, sheyesh lem yucheles bam lehetev alahara, that by them offering something up, Sir Lazazel, to these malachim, they'd be able to get something for it. Something good, something bad. That was their intention. He says, V'amin ha-shedib avaydazah, and then there were other people. And they had a very similar intention, but they didn't have the ability to tap into the malachim. But they were able to tap into something physical that also, on some level, has some control, using that word very loosely, because the Baruch controls everything. But some control, some power has been delegated to them in terms of dictating what goes on in this world. And that is the Tzva HaShemayim, the Shemesh, the Yireach, and the Mazel Min HaMazali, says the Ramban. Because there's a whole astrological world of constellations, conduits and intermediaries through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpi on this world. And these people weren't able to tap in so gavaya, so high, where they were able to manipulate the malach. They were able to get to the mazogos. This was something that they did on some level have access to. And they would worship those things for the same exact reason. V'choshvu, because they thought, I'm reading from the Ramban, ki abavidosa yigbar hamazel v'yoyolahem. The bottom line is, says the Ramban, the oivdei avodah zarah, they were rishoim, but they weren't fools. And to the contrary, they had knowledge that we don't have today. So as much as from a scientific, physical perspective, we progressed a lot in terms of our understanding of science, but from a spiritual perspective, we've regressed a lot. And part of the regression is to us, we look at the Avodah Zarah as being fools. But the reality is, says Raman, they weren't fools. At Fakir, they had access, they had knowledge that we don't have today. They understood that everything is controlled by a spiritual component. That spiritual component is made up of Malachim and Sarim. That spiritual component is also made up of Koychavim and Mazales. And that's what they used to worship.
The third sugya is with the people that worship the Shadim, the demons, the devil. That's a whole nother conversation. But either way, says the Ramban, that's what these Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do. But Ramban says a Dover Nifl. He says, this mitzius, that every single Ummah has a Sar, that has a Malach that's in control, right? You have the Sar of Roimi, the Malach that fought against Yaakov Avinu, etc., etc. That's every nation, that's every land, with one exception. Who's the exception to the rule? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is controlled only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that Klal Yisrael is controlled only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Yid to be Oved Avodah Zarah, not only is it bad, but it really is foolish. It really is silly. Because the Yid is, his destiny is dictated not by these Mazel Yisrael. It's a whole different world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the macro manager, CEO of the world, but he also micromanages one aspect of what goes on, and that is Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, over there, answer the whole difference. The Ramban says that that's only true when the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. What happens when the Yidden are living in Chutz La'aretz? There it's not true. He says that's the Oymek in Klal Dar, but Chutz La'aretz, Doymek Misha, Ein Le'alika. He explains a whole bunch of things with that. Again, trying to do the abridged version here. But says the Ramban, and this is not in Parashas Yisrael, this is in Parashas Achrimos, that this Mitzias is only true when the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Yid is living in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sar, there's no Malach separating him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only in Chutz La'aretz. Ramban says, that's why there's Tumah in Chutz La'aretz. Why is there Tumah in Chutz La'aretz? Says the Ramban, because there, there's Sorim and there's Malachim and there's layers of all these intermediaries. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for a real reason. It's because you don't have all those mechitzos that separate you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't exist when you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's mamish dvarim neflam. But either way, says the Ramban that the reason that this is all true when the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. But when they're in Chutz La'aretz, even they have a Sar, even they have a Malach. Who's the Malach? Who is it? Says Ramban, it's a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Daniel says he had a vision, and in his vision he saw the Sar of Klal Yisrael. And you know who it was? It was Michal Sar HaGadol. He was the Malach that had control over Klal Yisrael. Says Ramban, that's in Chutz La'aretz. So when we're in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have anybody. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no intermediary. But when we're in Chutz La'aretz, there is an intermediary. Who's the intermediary? It's Michal Sar HaGadol. So who's the Sar? Who is the Gavoya Michal and Avram? It's Michal. If Michal is the Malach, he's the Sar that's in charge of Klal Yisrael, albeit when they're in Chutz La'aretz. Because when we're in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have a Sar. But when we're in Chutz La'aretz, who's that Sar? It would be the Malach Michal. So from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah's perspective, you have the Malach of this Ummah, you have the Malach of that Ummah, the Malach of the mountains, the Malach of the seas, of the Midbar, of the desert, of the rain, of the this, of the that. But at the end of the day, who's the Malach that's going to be the Godol Shebechal Abriyos? It's Poshit, it's the Malach Michal. He's the Malach of Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, Dozak Rashi. The Braisa picked Michal Sarah Godol on the one hand, it picked the Shilshul Katan on the other hand. And what's the reason? Kaloy Madlashum. That's the first Torah. So he mentioned Michal Sarah Gadol. So of course you have to mention the Gemara and then the Masechtas Menachos. It's Pasha. So the last, one of the last Gemaras of the Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara talks about the Malach Michal. Omarav Gidol Omarav. Zem Mizbeach Banoi. There's a Mizbeach in Yerushalayim Shomayvo. Michal Sarah Gadol Oymed Umakriv Olav Karban. And there's a Kohen Gadol that brings Karbanos every single day on that Mizbeach. And who is the Kohen Gadol? It's the Michal. It's Michal Sar HaGadol. So in addition to Michal being the Sar, the Malach of Klal Yisrael, when we're in Golos, when we're in Chutz La'aretz, in addition to that, the Malach Michal is also the Kohen Gadol. So in Shemayim, there's a Kohen Gadol. And who is that Kohen Gadol? It's the Malach Michal. I saw the Svar Makdoshim say that in Parsha Shmini, Vahiba Yema Shmini, so it was the eighth day of the Miluim, the first 7 days of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. The eighth day was the first day that the Kohanim, Aharon and his sons, Nadav and Avihu, that's the first day that they did the Avodah. So the Pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe and Aharon, you're going to bring all the Karbanos, and then afterwards, Ki Ayoim, Hashem Nira Aleichem. Shteitin Svar Makdoshim, Nira is Oisius Aharon. Nira is Aleph Hey Reish Nun. Aleichem is Oisius Michal. Mem Yud Chaf Aleph Lamed. Ki Ayoim Hashem Nira Aleichem. There was a Kohen Gadol, Baal Mahadein, and that's Aharon HaKohen. There's also a Kohen Gadol upstairs, Be'el Yoinim, and that's Michal Sar HaGadol. Tosis brings in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud. So the Malach Michal brings karbanos. What are these karbanos that he brings? The Tosfos says two pshatim. One pshat Tosfos says he brings the neshmas of shel tzaddikim. That after a tzaddik dies, the certain tzaddikim that reach a madrega, that they become like Yitzchak Avinu was a karban. They become karbanos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malach Michal stands and he shechts these karbanos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, when we say in davening, says Tosfos, V'ishe Yisrael u'tfilasam mehiru be'ahavas akabu brasas. What are you supposed to have in mind, right? We ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu, V'ishe Yisrael. Makes sense, right? You're asking Hashem to accept the tefillos. It's a tefillah to accept the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. But what does it mean when you say v'isha Yisrael sekabel baratzon? Take the karbanos of Klal Yisrael. What karbanos? We don't have karbanos. Usfilosam meher be'avas kabel baratzon makes sense. What about v'isha Yisrael? Says Tosfos, you know what it means? It's a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the carbon of the Malach Michal. These carbonists, the neshmas and shal tzadikim that the Malach Michal is bringing, we're davening that Hashem, incidentally, you see the koich tefillah that he has. Imagine, we're davening that Hashem should accept the tefillah of the Malach Michal. I would think that's way above our pay grade, right? What shaykhis do we have? The Malach Michal, Sarah Gadol, he's bringing karbanos in Bel Yoinim, and in Mizbeach, in Yerushalayim Shal Maila. The karbanos are the Shmosin Shal Tzadikim, Abaya, Rava, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Amei, Rabbi Yehuda. These are the karbanos. And a Yid's going to stand here at Sainta in a local minion somewhere, in a Mincha Meirev, and he's going to dive in the Ishe Yisrael with Filasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that carbon, please accept the carbon. It sounds like a Yid, it's amazing. We have a real Kaichat Filah. But the bottom line is, that's what it means. The Ishe Yisrael, we're asking Hashem to accept the carbonus of Klai Yisrael. It doesn't mean the carbonus that the Yidin are bringing. It means the karbanis that are the yidin, the neshmas and shal tzadikim. That's a tefillah. Mishnah Berurah brings three pshatim and what the right kavan is. He says the Taz says this is the real pshat. So when you damish one esrei and you want to be mechavim pirush amilas, according to the Taz, the guy argues. But according to the Taz, the pirush amilas is v'ishe yisrael sekabel baratz and kadosh baruch hu. He's supposed to have in mind toisus menachis daf kuf yudam and aleph. All this rape. He's supposed to think that kadosh baruch hu should be mekabel the carbon that is yisrael. He's supposed to be mekabel neshmas and shal tzadikim. We've spoken this Taz out before a few times, but Amos. Medrash below a few chedushim. Number one, I saw on Shabbos a Dover Naira from the Teferi Shloima, the Heiliger Radomsky Rebbe. He said, tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Chodesh, Davin, we say, Uvashire David Avdecha, Hanishmaim Beirecha. And he stelled on a diktok. Hanishmaim is a Lashon Haifa. As if to say that right now you can hear the Shirei David. It's not Shirei David today. Today, if you want a tour of where David HaMelech sang his Shirois, you can go to Eretz Yisrael and you can take a tour of the old city. But do ear David. But what does it mean of a Shirei David Avdecha Anishma and Birecha B'Lash and Haiva? Where are you listening to the Shirei David? Listen to this. Says the Teferi Shloim. It's a small piece. It's in the Haftorah of Macha Chodesh, right after Parashas Vayichi. Nishma M'Lash and Haiva. Al Derech She'amru Chazal Shomati She'makriv Ma'afal Bishayim Bayis. Highly good. Chazal say Shomati Shemakriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis. Pashim Shadis Kuskdush Rishayin Kitchel Shait of Kitchel Asa Love. But the Domsky Rebbe goes, that's not what it means. Pirish Ki Gambis Man Hazeh Afal Bishayim Bayis Im Kolze Beis Hamikdash Shalomai Lo Oymed Betikuna Ubichol Koyin Gadol Oymed Umakriv Bechol Yoyim. And the Malach Michal is bringing korbanos, like the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Menachos. And that's makriven afal pi shein bayis. Not makriven in this world, but makriven in the next world. The Shirei David oid nishmam bebeis hamikdash al maila. And when the Malach Michal brings his korbanos every single day, David HaMelech is standing there with his harp. David HaMelech is there, and he's singing. And that's the Shirei David avdecho hanishmam beirecho. And it's dafka biyoyim rish chodesh. Kimoy me'oz bebeis hamikdash. And that's what we're referring to. This is not something that's going to happen in the future. This is something that's happening right now. The Malach Michal is doing the Avodah. He's bringing Karbonos. And together with the Malach Michal's Karbonos, it's an unbelievable scene. There's the Karbonos of the Malach Michal. There's the Vashirei David Avdecha. Either way, we're going to stop here. Mr. Hashem will pick up round two on this. Some unbelievable raid. But for that, a little bit of suspense. We're going to have to wait until tomorrow.